This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We do have the C-Note. I'll get you some Cowboys news here in just a second. But I want to do Rangers news of the day as well because it's in the air. You know, we're live in surprise watching the Royals and A's play. Rangers are across town beating Cleveland like a redheaded stepchild. You know, just 9-0 first inning. They finally broke out of this little spring slump they've been in. So we'll get an update on that a little bit later on. As well, maybe we'll hear from Sands even. Around the bases every night at 6 o'clock here on your home of the Rangers. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call Franklin Frankel. It's 214 or 817-333-3333 with Franklin Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, Rangers news here in just a second. Just to kind of recap you on what Stephen Jones said today, because it's a big day here with the combine starting and the front office guys being available for impromptu media sessions. Of course, you'll have Jerry on the bus a little bit later on in the week, so we'll get his take on many of these same subjects. But one of the surprises was Osa is their number one priority in free agency, even before Micah Parsons, which, I don't know, assuming you can take their word for it, does signal to me that they know they now have to spend some money against the cap here, maybe borrow future dollars to get this one done in order to make sure they don't slide back and become as bad as the Giants. You know, like two bad years in a row coming off that loss to the Packers, this could be the culmination of events. And I don't think the Cowboys will ever be inspired to finish a roster by pressure. But hey, guys, we might miss the playoffs. This could be bad. You remember what that was like in the late 80s when we first took over the team? That's kind of like what we could be devolving to. And I just wonder if that could mean some, you know, some flashing of the cash that's unexpected. Because it wasn't until the end of the year where all of a sudden the Cowboys are singing a different tune. They say they might be more aggressive with outside free agents as well. So stay tuned. I'm not totally buying it, but I think as far as retaining your own guys does go with their MO over the years. But quarterback, they'd like to draft one. I find that interesting. You know, day three is what I assume they mean. When they were starting the process of beginning to move on from Tony Romo, they got lucky in the fourth round. They do it immediately, right? They're like, holy cow, we already got the guy. I think you go day three for a little bit, and then if that doesn't work, maybe in the next couple of off seasons, you'd move it up. When, Brian, do you think is the first time the Cowboys will consider using a premium pick on quarterback?
You know, oh, my gosh, boys.
What, no hum, huh?
I think the hum's gone.
Hello.
I think we're in a hum-free environment for the first time.
Attaboy, Ruben. Ruben Portillo.
Good stuff, Ruby.
Engineering his backside off. Wow. Look at that.
You know, I feel like, though, that if you, you know, you might get fortunate like you did with Dak Prescott in the fourth round with a compensatory pick. You know, when you asked me the question about a premium one,
yeah,
I think you're to the point, depending on, though, okay, what if the fifth round pick does work out?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, we're in Oxnard and we're seeing some preseason games, and you're kind of like, okay, well, they've got this guy buttoned up. And, you know, Dak Prescott, we've all kind of talked about the cap gymnastics that you're going to have to do probably for a couple of years. But, you know, if that guy were to hit, or that guy were to look good, or, you know, you can kind of develop a guy that way, maybe that takes – but I
that strategy, by the way. Dak's got 4 years left. Let's see what could happen on day three.
I really, in my heart of hearts, it was like I was once saying, yeah, okay, they're probably going to sign Dak, and yeah, I'd probably sign Dak and all that. Eric, I know you were very much the, hey, let's rip the Band-Aid off, go, you change the coach, change the quarterback, move on. And you're just saying it in not a mean way or anything like that. But this could have been the year where you could have used that premium pick, Dawson.
Yeah.
You could have used the pick at 12.
Sure.
Or you could have used the pick at 44.
You trade up, really.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. So this would have probably been, you know, something where they just said, we're just going to completely move on.
Yeah.
This would have been the year to do it. I don't think you can use a premium pick at least for a couple of years now.
Okay, at least a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, what if Dak, like last year he was on pace, he had 11 touchdowns, 8 picks, and a passer rating under 90. What if you get that season again, which I think you could if Tyler Guyton's your left tackle? What if he gets hurt again? You know, do you look at it next year with or without Arch? You still have a number of quality quarterbacks that are coming in next year's class, maybe 3 or 4 of them as good as the best 2 this year, right? What do you think? Could we be talking legitimately about the Cowboys drafting a quarterback in the first round next year? Would that still be too early?
If he gets hurt again next year, I think that's something that they have to talk about.
Yeah.
Because now you've got it's hard to push back against the injury-prone label.
That's ultimately what triggered them with Romo.
Right.
He'd just been hurt like 2 out of 3 years. They
exactly.
were like done.
And so they threw a dart on Dak and it worked.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what they're looking this year, even if the likelihood is you're not hitting on the guy anyway.
Right.
But I do like the strategy of just every single year I'm using a pick on trying to see, because the worst thing is if I hit that guy and I've still got my franchise quarterback playing at a high level, that then ends up being great trade leverage for me to acquire other assets. Cowboys just need, if they're going to do that, they have to go ahead and put their money where their mouth is right now and actually pursue filling out the roster via free agency and all the other avenues. Because it does look like you can't afford to spend the luxury of taking a backup quarterback when you've got so many holes on your roster, and it seems like the only way that you're improving is through the draft. So you can go ahead and roll the dice and take a quarterback, but is that a guy that you think could end up being your starting linebacker in 2 years? Or is he going to be riding the bench as a backup quarterback to Dak if all things go well and he doesn't do anything for 4 years? So I don't know. I mean, I do like the idea of it, but they've got to prove that they're willing to go ahead and build the roster and fill some of these holes in other avenues than just the draft. Otherwise, I don't know that you can afford to use that pick on a quarterback.
No, not right now. No, but, if Dak doesn't play well and you're like, wow, the injuries got him, a combination of age and injury got him, and we're not getting any better.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Better than like the 18th yeah. best quarterback, I think you got to rip that Band-Aid off and go for it. At least I hope they'd be aware of that. And, I mean, Tony Romo wasn't that old when they decided to start that process. Next year's class is pretty good, though. You have Nussmeier, you have Aller, you have South Carolina's guy, Sellers, and Cade Klubnik. So it'll be a very interesting college football season. If I had to guess, I think 2027's draft is probably the most likely.
Yeah, I you know, well, if like you said earlier, though, if things aren't, if Dak starts to show that the injuries, the lack of mobility, maybe he doesn't get the offense. I mean, maybe it doesn't all click.
Yeah,
you know, you could, this thing could be very, you know, we've seen teams eat salary cap.
Yeah, and right now, I don't know if I would bet on Dak making it to the end of this four-year contract starter.
Yeah, I think there's some questions about that.
Totally fair. Absolutely. He played really well in 2023. Yeah. But the status of this offensive line, and that's why I'd be looking for free agency or the 12th pick. Like, we got to come out of one of those two with a better option. Unless our guys are working with Guyton and they can guarantee me he's going to play like at least a solid veteran this year. Okay, they also want Lewis and Rico back. We'll talk more Cowboys throughout the day's show. We are live in Surprise and have a trio of Rangers updates for you. You can tune in every night at 6 o'clock for more in-depth conversation. Jared Sandler joins us for a segment or two before every Rangers pregame as well once that season gets started. But we got another player in the outfield guy, Kevin Pillar. He plays all three positions. He's 36 years old. Played for a lot of teams, including the Blue Jays, when Ruggie punched Batista. Pillar was on that diamond that day. So maybe we could get his thoughts on that. But he thought he was going to retire. He actually moves to Argyle. He buys a bunch of chicken and sheep, and he's going to do like the mini farm thing where his kids got chores, and we're, you know, we're not full on farmers, but we have a farm type setup.
We're gentlemen farmers.
That. Yeah, I romanticize about that, but like not having to be the one that actually does the work.
Yeah, you know? You've got somebody that's doing it for you.
Yeah,
the perfect fence and the driveway with the truck and everything. And well, he thought he was going to do that, and he was really enjoying being around his kids. I mean, they're 3 and 6. But he said in the end that talk was about he got hurt last year and he just was getting whispers that maybe the league was sending him a message that it was time to go. But around the winter meetings or time or whatever, he was like, nope, I'm all in. So he let his agent know and CY called him. And apparently they'd been having an eye on him. But last year he hit 301 against lefties. So, I mean, it's a minor league deal with an invite to spring training, but I have to imagine this is going to work out and he can be part of your outfield depth, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I think he essentially would take your Jenko role as Travis Jankowski's gone away. So he's great insurance, tremendous depth, very good defensive player, but he's filling what Leody and Evan Carter has struggled at, which is hitting lefties at a high clip. So if you have a left-handed pitcher, now Boach has the ability to maneuver the lineup, slide in a Pillar, and you're not feeling like, you know, maybe later on if they put in a righty out of the bullpen, you then go ahead and make the replacement move with Carter or Leody coming in. But also, hey, Leody might not be on the club opening day. So this gives you some more depth as well.
we were just treated to a strike him out, throw him out, double play. That is where the batter gets his third strike, and on that same play, the catcher immediately takes that ball and throws it to a base where a member of the opposing team is trying to steal it, and the fielder tags him before he hits that base. I'm doing a little baseball education series this week, guys, for stranded Mavs and Cowboys fans that are looking for
I like what you did there. It's kind of like me explaining under tackles, three techniques, outside shoulders and stuff. Yeah.
You got it.
Dawson's Baseball 101.
Yes.
This is exciting. By the way, on Pilar, you guys know his nickname is Superman?
Let's go.
No.
You can't underestimate a guy like that.
No.
You can't at all. And that's according to MLB.com, Baseball Reference. They're giving him the Superman nickname. He must have earned that in a huge way. We're going to have to get to the bottom of that.
Is he Clark Kent kind of looking dude? You know, glasses?
I think he's made some – I think what's happened is throughout the course of his career, he's made some like
– ridiculous plays.
Like incredible diving catches and things like
layouts.
That. Yeah, and so he earned that nickname. So I'm looking forward to seeing this guy.
It's one of the most exciting plays in the game when you're sure it's a hit.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden the outfielder is there, and he's got the wherewithal to make a snag like that.
Do you like a better at the wall or as a robbery there or running up and you think it's going to bloop down, but all of a sudden this dude reaches out and he dives like really, really far.
I think
far.
They're equal. I guess taking the home run, it has a little bit more worth and more lore to it. But a lot of times those look awkward, you know. You got to be real smooth to make that thing look.
How about Tavares' catch right in front of us there?
Yeah, I'll never forget
against the Orioles.
Leody's robbery.
Yeah,
Evan Carter.
And then Carter in front of the garage doors there at Minute Maid. Yeah, those are big time plays. Hey, Dawson. Speaking of baseball education,
sure.
You know we've had a couple of challenges for balls and strikes.
Yeah,
these things go pretty quick.
They do.
17 seconds is the average.
Well, this one I think it was like batter challenges. It's a ball. You know, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't mean I was like. Kind of somewhat paying attention, but it went by pretty quick. I don't know why we don't think about doing this now.
They got it all figured out now, so I think it's just a matter of time. This should probably be fully instituted to Major League Baseball in its current form immediately, but they're going to wait. You know, they like to move slowly when it comes to changing stuff like this.
If it takes that quick, my gosh, just do it.
I don't know.
Just do it.
It seems to be very little interruption, and I appreciate them getting the call right, especially if they can do it quickly. Like the thing that annoys me, I think replay should be gone in basketball because it takes a long time and you're still not sure. But this is 100% or 99.99%.
Well, they don't have to go to Secaucus, New Jersey to talk to three other officials and get it right.
Yeah. You know, it's Secaucus that came to mind for you.
What? That's the city where the league watches the replay, man.
Oh, is it? Is it actually?
Yeah.
Would you know,
I'm trying to add a little to the program, Wolchuk.
Yeah, of course you are. You're adding a lot of growth.
I'm trying my best. You know,
the beer is flowing here at spring training. I'll tell you that much.
I'm not buying any more, Dawson. I'm going to treat it like that.
We have biggest Cowboys storylines at the combine coming up at 4:00. It's time though for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the five most desperate teams in this NFL draft. You'll be surprised who that list is next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.